can see the presentation. And yeah, then we can start. All right. So, hi everyone. My name is Sara, and I am here to tell you a little bit about UMove, which is academic sports here in UVascular. So I think we can start. Yep. So this is our website, and everything I will tell you here today, you can also check from our website and our social media. We have all the information there as well. And you can also contact us if you have any questions that come up later on. So you can just message us there. So what is UMove? We are a leisure time sports and well-being service facility here in UVascular for students and staff of U, YUMC, and HUMAC. And we have been around since 2013, around that time, I think we were formed. And yeah, we're still going strong and trying to develop our services for students and better students' mental and physical well-being constantly. And today I will tell you about our four major services that you get when you buy the sports sticker that we offer for students and staff here. And let's start with the first ones. So the first thing that you get are our group fitness classes. There are a lot of different types that we offer. We have, for example, yoga, Pilates, different dance classes, indoor cycling, cross training, kettlebell, a lot of different ones. And I will actually show you the schedule after this presentation so you can take a closer look at it. But you can also check that yourself already from our website. It's posted there for this year. And these classes, they start 6th of September, so in a week approximately. And yeah, they are from Monday till Sunday. There are classes each day. There are classes that happen on campus, and then there are some live streams, and then some classes that are in different places than our campus, but I will show you that later. And there is a participation limit to the classes during because of just safety reasons nowadays. So approximately 40 people usually is the maximum. So that's why we have our booking system. So every time you go to a class, you need to book your spot. And I will tell you about that soon on how to do that actually. Yeah. So those are the group fitness classes. And then we have our ball games. And the ball games work in the same way as the group fitness classes. There are different types. We have ice hockey, basketball, table tennis, volleyball, badminton, floorball, a lot of different types. I'll show you the schedule as well soon. And for the ball games, we have three different levels. So each class is one of these three levels. There are the start sessions, which are for students or staff who haven't really done that sport beforehand and don't know the basics of it. So there's always a coach there to help you get started with that sport. And then the ones that don't have start or advanced written next to it, they are basic level classes. So if you have some experience in that sport, you don't need to be super, just know the basic principles of the sport. You can go there and then do that. There's no coach there. And then if you feel like the basic level is too easy for you, or you have played that sport for a long time, you can go to the advanced sessions, which are for more advanced players. And none of these are kind of set. So you can go and try out different things at different levels and kind of see which is kind of the one for you. So you don't have to commit to, you know, if you go to one advanced class, you don't have to like commit to it straight away. You can just try out different things and see if it's the right fit for you. And as in with the group fitness classes, with the ball games, you have to book your spot since we have a certain participation limit. And yeah, it happens the same way as for the group fitness classes, but more on that soon. And these ball games start as well in a week approximately. And then we have three or four different gyms for you when you buy the sports sticker. So the first gym is the Rentuka gym, which is in the student village in Kortapohja. It's next to the Rentuka cafeteria. And when you buy the sports sticker, you can access this gym when you go to Rentuka's info, which is downstairs, or use main office, which is at Ilokivi. And then you just show your sports sticker there and you get a free gym card that lets you access the gym. And with that card, you can also access the sauna, which is in the building next to Rentuka. And I think it's in the 9th floor, if I remember correctly. So the views are really nice there. And it's a really, really big and really new sauna. It's really nice. And you can go there after your workout if you feel like it. So that's the first gym. Then we have Monitoimitalo gym, which is next to the university or close to the university. And there you can access it by going to there and to the counter and showing your sports sticker. And then you can buy a wristband that costs 8 euros, but it pretty much lasts for a lifetime. I've never heard a single wristband expiring. So if you buy it, you don't have to renew it or anything. So you can just access the gym whenever you want to, when you have that wristband. And yeah, that's the other gym that we have. It's a bit bigger than Rentuka, but Rentuka is only for students and staff, whereas Monitoimitalo is, there are some people from different sports teams, for example, that go there as well. So, but it's a bit bigger. So both of these have enough space for you to work out, and they're both really good gyms, speaking from my own experience. And then the third one is the Liikunta gym, which is at L building. It's downstairs, where also next to the places where also the group fitness classes occur. And you can just access it when you have the sports sticker and a student card. I'm not sure if you need the sports sticker, even just need the student card of the university, and you can go to the gym freely. And there might be some checkups on if you have your student card with you. And yeah, you don't need a card or anything to access this gym. You can just go there whenever you feel like it. And then this option is also something that you might want to consider, since Aalto Alvari is, you can swim there as well. And there are discounted prices at certain hours for students and staff of the university. And when you have the student card, you get the discount. You don't need the sports sticker for this. And during Wednesdays from 3 till 5, it costs 4 euros and 80 cents to go to the gym and swimming. And then Fridays during the morning from 6 till 10, it's 3 euros and 40 cents if you want to go swimming only. And during Saturdays, from 10 till 12, you can go to the gym and swim for 4 euros and 80 cents. So these are the discounted prices. It's different from the sports sticker, but this is something that you might want to consider as well if you want to go swimming when you go to the gym as well. And the actual swim pools are really nice. The one in the picture is the largest one, where you can kind of do more sports, and then there are some hot tubs and slides and everything way back in the area. So yeah. And then in addition to these, when you buy the sticker, you get also a Yogobee app, which is a yoga and wellness app and a website that you can use online. It usually costs 200 euros, but for when you buy the sports sticker, it's free for you, and you can register to it from our website. And there are different types of yoga and meditation and well-being classes that you can do at home if you don't have the time or the access to go to a actual physical class at the moment. So it's really nice that you get it as a side to everything that we offer as a physical thing. So it's really nice. And I suggest you try it, for example, if you have a lot of Zoom classes or something. So in between those classes, it's really nice to get some movement in. And yeah, next, how to get the sports sticker. We offer two types. So you can buy the sticker for the full academic year, which includes the fall, the spring and the summer. So that would be 60 euros and it lasts for the entire year. I think it expires in the end of August. So if you buy it now, it's going to be a full year. And if you only want to buy for the fall term, it's 40 euros. And you can buy it from our web shop and the link is on our website. And you just buy from there and then you get the sticker. Actually, here in the picture, you can see it. It's an electronic one and you get it to your email and then you can just show it to the instructor when you go to a class. You just show there and then you can get in. But about the booking, something to remember, each time you want to go to a group fitness or a ball game class, you have to go to our website and book your spot. But it's really easy to do. You go through the link to the website where you book it, you select the class that you want to participate in, and then just put your name into it and then sign up. And that's it. You don't have to do anything more than that. But it's just so that we know how many people are coming to each class to keep the class as safe as possible. And yeah, that's pretty much how to participate. And the sticker is actually available already. It became available this Monday, if I remember correctly. So if you want to buy it already, you can. But if you feel like you want to try these different classes before buying the sticker, the first week of our services is a free week, kind of a tryout thing. You can come and try the group fitness and ball games. The gyms are not included in this, but the group fitness classes and the ball games are for free during this week. You have to still book your spot, but you can get in without the sports sticker and kind of see what you want to do during the year and what kind of classes are the best for you and what you enjoy the most. So this is something that you should definitely remember, and I'm sure that you will enjoy a lot when you get to try this before buying the sticker. So you know where to go when you have it. And yeah, before I will take your questions, I will show you the schedules that we have for group fitness and ball games. But before that, Eamon, these are our social media accounts. So I suggest you follow us since we post a lot of updates on the classes and everything that's going on our website and our social media accounts. And we also have some events coming up this year, and these will be posted there as well. And they might not even be included in the sports sticker. They might be something that is kind of added extra. So yeah. Next, I will show you the schedule. It is here. So these are the group fitness classes. As you can see, the ones that are a bit darker blue, they are the live stream ones. And they happen, the live streams, you can access them from our website. And then the pink ones are some ones that don't happen in the campus area. So we have cycling at Club One, for example. Then we have functional training at CrossFit 40100. And then at Aalto Alvari, in addition to the swimming that you can buy for with a student card, we have classes that are included in the sports sticker, which is during Saturday from 10 till 12. You can go to swim and to gym if you have the sports sticker for free. If you don't have the sports sticker, you have to pay the student price, but with the sports sticker, it's free during Saturday, during that time. And then on Monday, there's an aqua aerobics class even there. And the other classes are on campus areas, and the letters next to the instructor names are the locations of them. And you can find all the locations from our website, so you don't have to start kind of Googling and trying to find out where everything is, because everything is posted on our website and the instructions on how to get to each class. So yeah, these are the group fitness classes. And then I will show you the ball games here. Yep, so these are the ball games. As you can see, there is a lot of different ones in terms of if you wanted to play, for example, soccer. We don't have that outside anymore since the weather is very unpredictable. So that's why we have futsal, which is kind of indoor type soccer or close to soccer. So if you like playing soccer, you definitely would enjoy that. And the other ones, they happen on campus areas, all of them. And there's also skating, which is, well, not precisely a ball game or anything, but it's in this schedule. So if you want to go skating, you can go on Tuesdays. And yeah, these are them. And now, actually, if you have any questions, I will check the chat. I can answer them. And of course, if you have any questions later on, you can always message us and we'll be happy to answer everything. But yeah, let's see if there are any questions. So yeah, Ultimate Frisbee is available. As you could see, it's in the schedule. I just closed the schedule, so I couldn't see which time. But yeah, you can check the schedule. It's in there. And the sports sticker doesn't show up in the store. I can check if there's a problem with that. It should work. I don't know why it's not there, but I'll check about that later. And no, you don't need a plastic student card. You just need to be able to verify your student status. You definitely don't need the Frank app works or digital version of the student card. And about equipment, that's actually a really good question. For the ball games, you would need your own equipment, for example, badminton or floorball, and for ice hockey, preferably a helmet and the skates also, but the balls and everything like that is provided by us, but all the other equipment you need. But in terms of the group fitness classes and, for example, yoga mats and stuff like that, you don't need to bring those. If you don't want to, you can, of course, you can bring your own yoga mat, but you don't have to since we can offer those. And outdoor activities, that's actually a really good question because they are mostly related to the other events that we have. They are usually separate events or kind of these types of small courses that we offer. And about those, we will be posting later on since we do have some of those happening, probably skiing or discounts to go downhill skiing or something like that. I will tell you soon I can show you how to buy the sports sticker soon. Let's go through the other questions first. For ice hockey, are there teams in a season or are they dropping games? Well, not for these, since these are our weekly classes and they need to be available for everybody to just to kind of go or not come each week. You don't have to kind of commit to it in that way as you would in a team. But if you want to commit more, I'd say the advanced ones are the most committed to playing weekly. But of course, usually everybody who goes to even the basic level or the start level, people like to go regularly and commit to it. But there are no seasons or really like games, since it's more like a hobby type of thing. But if you feel like doing that sport in a more competitive way, I think there are some ways to do that. But these ball games, they are a bit more relaxed. And the swimming classes, yeah, there is the one during Saturday. It's not a class, you can go swimming then. And then there's the aqua aerobics during Monday. And what type of skating is the skating? It's just ice skating. It's indoor at Hippos Halli, which is next to the university. It's the same place where the ice hockey hour is had. So yeah, it's indoor. But I think we have also, well, during the winter, when the ice comes and
I'm